Okay, so welcome back to our regular continuing podcast of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. We're on Yevamo Daf Chav Zayin Amud Bet near the top of the Amud. And we're going to go in this podcast to the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Chav Chet Amud Bet. And we are picking up from the discussion of the beginning of the analysis of Mishnah Aleph. But we're going to have to go back to the Mishnah to see Mishnah Bet and Gimel, which were all included together there, in order to analyze the rest of the Gemara. But in the meantime, we are at Amar Rav, Huna Amar Rav. Here's the case. Shtei achayot yevamot, shnaflu livnei avam echad. So again, a scenario. There's three brothers. They're married to two sisters. Two of them married to two sisters. Two brothers married to the sisters die. The two sisters now fall to one yevam. Not like our case. Chalatz l'rishona hutra, chalatz l'shnia hutra. So each one needs an independent chalitza, that's quite obvious. Meita rishona mutar b'shnia. Let's say that the two of them fell, and then the first one died. The second one now, he may have yibum with. Ve'en tzarich lomar meita shnia, shumutar b'rishona. And certainly, if the second one died, then the first one who had fell to him is mutar. Why? Why would that be more obvious? Here's the ruling that he suggests. A Yevama that was originally mutar, and then something happened that made her asur, and then that thing is lifted, then she goes back to original heter. This first one who fell to him, at the moment she fell to him, she was mutar. Her sister was already married to the other brother. Then, when the other brother died, before the living brother had a chance to yibum, suddenly she became asur, zachot zekukato. And then, when the second sister died, the first one goes back to original heter. But in the original case, that's not in the other case, that's not what happened. The first one fell, then the second one fell, the second one then died. The first one died, and what happened is the second one had never been mutar, because when the second one fell, she was already asur. Right, that's Rabbi Yochanan's position. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Meita Shnia Mutar B'Rishona. So if the Shnia dies, the Rishona is Mutar. That's the second case we had in Rav Huna. Ava Meita Rishona Asur B'Shnia. But if the first one dies, he disagrees with Rav or Rav Huna, and he says he's not allowed to have the Shnia my time. Shekol Yevama She'ino Ni Koreba B'Shan Nefila Yevama Yefo Aleha. Any Yevama that I cannot declare about her at the moment of Nefila, that the Yavam could have Bia with her, in other words, any Yavama who at the moment of Nefilah is right, is Asur, is Hare Zu Ke'eshed Achle Sheish Labanim, Asura. She is as if an Eshed Achle Banim, in other words, there is no Yibum ever. Right? So now, Rabbi Yochanan therefore disagrees with Rav about the following. What happens when the two sisters fall, not simultaneously, they fall one after the other, and subsequently the first sister dies, Rav says the second sister is now mutar. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the second sister is not mutar because when she originally fell, she was asur. Now, Rav lately has svara. Rav doesn't maintain this svara that anybody who at the moment of falling is asur is always asur. Rav, we don't have to go far. Rav said the exact statement that Rabbi Yochanan said. Asura. So why does Rav here say that if the first dies, the second may marry? No, Rav says that only applies. Remember, Rav holds Ein Zika. Rav says that only applies when you're married to a girl, and then her sister falls to you, and then, which means there's an Isur Achot Isha Da'oraita, you couldn't do Yibum. And then the wife dies, then the sister is not mutar to you because at the moment of Nefila she was really Asur, and she was Asur really because of an Isur Da'oraita. As opposed to here, a Valhacha Zika Drabanan. Here, the Zika is at best a Rabbanan. And therefore, the two girls who fell to you, neither one of them was Achot Ishto, they were Achot Zikukato, which is a Drabanan. Which means that there's not a full Isur and Haraya, they need Chalitza. If there was really an Isur, then they wouldn't need Chalitza at all. Rishimon Shita, right? Zika Kiknusa. But because they need Chalitza, that proves the Zika is not that strong. And if that's the case, the minute the second one dies, the first one dies, he can marry the second. Good. Now, Eitave Rabbi Yosef Rachanina Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan is now being challenged with his Isur, which is Arba Achin Shami Yam Nesu Mishtei Achayot Umeitam Nesu Mishtei Achayot. Our case, our Mishnah, the four brothers, two of them married to two sisters, and the two brothers died, Right? They do chalitza. V'amai leku chad minayu lachotzal l'shnia. So why doesn't, let's say, brother number three get up and give chalitza to the second sister who fell? Right? By the way, this challenge from Rabbi Yochanan goes to Rav also. Why don't we say that the second one to fall should get chalitza, and then the first one to fall, who at the moment of nefila was mutter, should now become mutter, and either brother could do chalitza on her? Well, the second brother could. The first one couldn't because she's achot chalitza tov. Amarlei, achayot eini yodea mishnah. And Rabbi Yochanan turned around and said, I don't know who the author of our Mishnah is. And we're going to spend the rest of our time analyzing, a little while, analyzing, what does Rabbi Yochanan mean, Eini Yodea Mishnan? So, V'lei Malei, Mai Chotzot Nami Diktani Choletzet Chada. So, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan just answer? When it said Chotzot, it means Choletzet, meaning the one does Chalitza, and the other one could do Yib. The answer is you can't say that, because Chotzot Tani. It says Chotzot in the plural. Chotzot just means they do chalitza, but it doesn't mean both of them. It just means chalitza is required. Because hare'elu ktani, because hare'elu means both of these. It doesn't mean both, but have these girls who fell have to do chalitza. It can't just mean this chalitza in general. Chotzot. So maybe what that means is if you first gave chalitza to the Rishona, then you still have to give chalitza to the Shnia. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan say that? That would be consistent with Rabbi Yochanan Shita. The answer is l'chatchila k'tani. L'chatchila meaning that the Mishnah teaches about what you have to do. Not if you did the first one, then you have to give chalitza to the second one. It says that the only solution for both of them is chalitza. V'leima le'gzera dilma k'adim v'chalitza rishona b'resha. So why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan turn around and say, my shita and Rav shita works perfectly? Ela what? The Rabbanan made a gzera that you can't do yibum because if we allow you to do yibum after chalitza, maybe you'll do Yibum first on the other one. Which would be a problem because of Achotze Kukato. Right? And the answer is no. Velomit Yabem Ektan. Velomit Yabmot Ktan. It doesn't say Choletzet as a Lachatchil Gzera, but it says Chotzvon Velomit Yabmot. Deleika Din Yibum Hachaklal. There is just no possibility of Yibum here. That's what it means. Of course, we could have answered that a few lines ago and solved everything to say there just is no room for Yibum here at all. So why doesn't he take the approach we took in explaining this alibud or mayor, that the reason they do chalitza is again a guard lachatchila to make sure that we're not mevatel mitzvas yabmin, because if the brother number three is miyabim, let's say sister number one, and then brother number four dies, again we've gone through that, then mevatel mitzvas yabmin because sister two now goes free without benefit of anything. So the answer is Rabbi Yochanan lemita lachayish. Rabbi Yochanan does not share that concern that somebody may die and rule in that line, so he can't explain the Mishnah that way. V'leima le Rabbi Eliezer, he demar kevin shamdalav shachat piyisur nesra alav olamit. Rabbi Eliezer, who is known to differ with the principle we just said, and that is that if a yavama for any one moment is also to the guy, she's never mutter again. In other words, we don't say chazra lehetari rishon. Why doesn't he say Rabbi Eliezer is the author of the Mishnah? The answer is very simple. It is safe for Rabbi Eliezer, Reishalav Rabbi Eliezer, because if you recall, in the next part of the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer disagreed and said, Beit Shammai Bin Hillel disagreed about what to do if Kadam Akines. So that means that the principal part of the Mishnah is not Rabbi Eliezer, so you can't accord it to him, you can't attribute it to him. Good. V'neima le'adu navo v'atachat Rabbi Yossi aglilihi, damar efshel etzamtzeim. So why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan just say, our Mishnah is talking about a case where the two of them fell simultaneously, and it follows Rabbi Yossi aglilihi's approach. We mentioned this before, that such simultaneity can exist. That's a shita in Masechet Bechorot. The answer is, Lo satam lantana k'Rabbi Yosei Glili. The Tana never will mention Rabbi Yosei Glili's opinion as an unattributed opinion, because it's not the mainstream. V'leim alei d'lo yadin en hei nofu b'resha. So why does Rabbi Yochanan say, maybe it's a case, we don't know which one died first, which produces the same result of simultaneity, which means we have to act as if each one is the more chomerdika one. So if that's the case, maybe that explains why it says that if they did go ahead and do Yibum, then why would we be motzi them if we didn't know? For I understand why if the first guy marries and who was matter to you. But if both of them went ahead and did Yibum, why do we force the separation on both? After all, the first one I understand why he forced separation, because maybe he was Miapim, the one who had fallen second. But the second guy could turn around and say, I know that the first guy was Miabim the second, and I'm being Miabim the first, who's now Mutter because he took her away. There's no more Zika. Right? Hanukamale Achayot and Yodem Ishnaan. So that's why, because we could not explain why he would say Yotziu in both cases if it was just a suffix. And that's where Yochanan turns around and says, according to my understanding, I can't understand who the author of this mission is, who does not allow Yibum whatsoever, even if you do Chalitz on one sister. Why can't the second brother do Yibum on the other sister? That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Okay, good. Now, Tnan, Haita achat mehan asura, la'achat isur erva, asur ba umutar ba'achota, v'asheni asur b'shtehan. Now, we have in our Mishnah, that the next statement, which we did not learn in detail, but the next statement in the Mishnah is that if these two sisters fell, so we have to do Chalitz on and no Yibum. However, let's say that one of the sisters was also to one of the brothers for some other erva. She was his daughter-in-law, she was his mother-in-law, whatever. Then that brother can do Yibum with the other sister because there's no Achot Zukato here at all. The other brother is also to both of them. Good. We assume that the erva fell first, and now we say that the other brother, who is not an erva to either one of them, but just to the two of them together, because they're sisters, is not allowed to marry. Not allowed to marry either. V'maileku chatan liyabem hachteina chamoto. I have a very simple solution. Let the chatan, meaning the son-in-law, the one who's only available to one of these sisters, let him be miyabem her. Right. Bereisha v'hatahave chamoto l'gabe idach kivom ashutra v'nasra v'chazor v'hutra chazor leter arishon. If the chamot, meaning the mother-in-law of brother three, fell first, then the non-mother-in-law, the other one who's their sister, fell second. So why doesn't brother number three be miyabim sister number two? And now sister number one, who originally was mutter when she fell, and then when her sister fell, she became usher, and now she goes back to her original heter. Brother number four should be able to miyabim her. Why do we say that he's not allowed to miyabim either? So Amar Pavan gone enough lahachteina chamoto bereisha. So our Mishnah must be talking about a case where the non-erva fell first. Here's what happened: the non-erva fell first, and at this point she's mutter to both of them, theoretically, right? And then what happened is the other one, who is chamoto, fell second. And so what happened is that the brother, who is the son, the former son-in-law of the one who fell second, can only be Miyabim the first. The other brother can never be Miyabim. He can't be Miyabim the first because she's already married to the brother. He can't be Miyabim the second because, after all, she never, when she fell, she was already Asur because she fell second. Good. Okay, now, the Mishnah continues on and says that if they went ahead and married Yotziu, and then Rabbi Elazar says, no, it's a machlok. But Shammai says, Yikaimu, and Beit Hillel says Yotziu. In other words, that Yotziu is only Beit Hillel's approach and not a consensus. Now we find there's four different opinions. Tanya, Rabbi Elazar mer Beit Shammai mim Yikaimu, Beit Hillel mim Yotziu. That's first. Rabbi Shimon omer Yikaimu. Rabbi Shimon says, everybody agrees, Yikaimu, the opposite of our mission. Abba Shaul omer Kal hayalahem Beit Hillel, but Devar Zesh, Beit Shammai mim Yotziu, Beit Hillel mim Yikaimu. He has the exact opposite of Rabbi Eliezer. So now, Rabbi Shimon, come on, Ike Beit Shammai, Hainu Rabbi Elazar. If he holds Yikaimu like Beit Shammai, that's Rabbi Elazar. Ike Beit Hillel, Hainu Abba Shaul. If he says, no, as Beit Hillel says, Yikaimu, and Beit Shammai says Yotziu, then that's exactly Abba Shaul. Why is he an independent opinion? In other words, we have four opinions. The opinion of our Tanakhama is that everybody agreed Yotziu, that if they go ahead and marry the girls, we separate them. Rabbi Shimon, on the other hand, said everybody agreed Yikaimu, they may stay married to them. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Avishol agreed it was Machloket Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai, and they just had the positions flipped. Rabbi Elazar, who was a student of Beit Shammai, said that Beit Shammai said Yikaimu. Avishol said that Beit Hillel said Yikaimu. All right, and then we have it all laid out. So our Mishnah represents two of the opinions. This Braita helps with the other two. Good. Now, the next line in the Mishnah is that if one of the girls was not an erva, but what is an Isser Mitzvah or Isser Kedusha to one of the brothers. So let's say that one of the brothers was a Ptua Daka. Well, of course, this can't work because it would be a psu dakar above. But let's say that she was an isser mitzvah, an isser, let's say a shnia, to one of the brothers, but not to the other brother. Then we said cholsot v'lo mit yamot, meaning it's the fact that she's an isser mitzvah doesn't change anything. It's the same din as before, cholsot v'lo mit yamot. Good. Ha tanina charazimna. Right, and then we have the line that achotak sheivim tachol etzom yamot. I'm sorry, this goes back to the earlier clause about the erva, which is Mishnah Bet. Which is that achotah, if the one who falls, the two sisters who fall, if one of them is an erva to one of the brothers, the other is an erva to the other brother, so then achotah sheivimta ocholatzana mitjabemet, meaning if her ko yivama, meaning they both fell to the same guy, and her is her sister, so meaning she that the but one of them is out because of erva, that's what we're referring to, and she has chalitza or yivim, she has the option. Okay, good. Now, we already learned this line back on Daf Chaf. So Tzricha, Yashmin and Hata Mishum Dalekel Migzo Mishum Sheni. Over there, Achotashi Yivimta is talking about when there's one girl who falls, and because her sister is already ushered to the guy for another reason, so she can have Yibum. Aval Hacha, the Ikel Migzo Mishum Sheni. But here there are two girls who fall, and maybe we should be gozer not to allow Yibum because there's another one there. Emalo, Yashmin and Hacha Mishum Deika Sheni Dikamuchach. Here it's the exact opposite. Maybe the fact that there's a cross, that each brother is being miyabim the one who is not the erva to him, that there I might have reason, that there I know, I understand the halacha, and I would never say that achot zekukato works, because it's clear from the way we're setting up the marriage that we don't allow such a thing. Aval, hatam deleika sheni emalo tzricha. But in the case of Daf Chaf, where there is no other girl, there's only one is getting yibum, then we would say, because it's not clear that achot zekukato is asur, and they're going to come to imatar achot zekukato. Therefore, we need both cases to tell us in both cases it's mutter. Now, the next Mishnah Gimel said iser mitzvah v'iser kedusha. Let's say one of the two sisters was asur as iser mitzvah and iser kedusha. This is what I erroneously represented a little earlier, but the same information is the iser mitzvah and iser kedusha. Then they do chalitz and yibum. So hanami tanina. We already learned iser mitzvah v'iser kedusha chalitz v'lo mitavemet. We already learned that if a girl falls to you, forget about the two sisters, a girl falls to you and she's an Isser Kedusha, an Almana, and you're falling to you, you're the Kohen Gadol, then you do Chalitza not Yibum. The answer is Hatam Isser Mitzvah L'chuda. There, the only consideration is Isser Mitzvah. Hacha Isser Mitzvah V'achota. Here you have two different considerations. One is that she's the sister of your Zekuka, the other one is Isser Mitzvah. Salka Daitacham En Aleikum Isser Mitzvah V'makom Isser Erva. I might think that the Isser Mitzvah should be trumped by the fact that the other one is the Isser Erva, right? And she's out of the way, so I do Yibum Kamash Malan. So why don't we allow her to do Yibum? Ramya Kamei Kapaga Bachot Zekukato. The answer is that because this one Mida Oraita, he should do Yibum. Remember, we came to the conclusion in the case of Isser Mitzvah, you should really do Yibum on her, but we don't allow you to do it because of Biyashnia. So therefore, Mida Oraita, there's really a Zika here, which means that if you marry the other sister, then it is Achot Zekukato. Therefore, we say Choletzet V'lo Mitabemet. Right? Good. So Amen. Mishum Mitzvah Avud Rabbanan Kamash Malan. And so therefore, I would think that the Rabbanan would say, you know, because of the Mitzvah of Yibum, right, that they would not have said this Zika, which is midrabanan, and is also weaker because there's also an Isser Mitzvah involved, that perhaps we won't make a stand in the way, and we want you to do Yibum, Kamash Malan, that we don't allow Yibum, and we only allow Chalitza. Good. Now, Hayta Achat Mihen, now we go to the last clause in the Mishnah, which reads as follows. Take a look back. Hayta Achat Mihen Asur Al Zeh Yisur Erva, Shnei Asur Al Zeh Yisur Erva. This is the cross, right, where one of the sisters also to one of the brothers, and the other sisters also to the other brother, Yisur Erva, then each one of them could do Yibum on the other sister. So, Hatu Lamali, so Hainu Hach, same case, Mali Lechad, Mali Lechrei, what do I care if I'm allowing one brother to marry the other sister, and the other brother, who's got no Erva issues, has to give Chalitza to the other one, or if I do a cross, why is that any different? Tzricha, Diyashrin and Hatam, if I have the case of where there's one and two, Shundi Ika Sheni Demucha, I would say, aha, because the second brother is not doing Yibum on anybody, so I'll know you can't do Achot Zekukato. In our case, both brothers doing Yibum. I might say that's a problem. Here it's even better, perhaps, because here they're dafka picking one particular wife to avoid the other one. But in the other case, where only one brother is doing Yibum, I might say it's not so clear, so tzricha, therefore I need both cases. And again, the concern is that people will think you can marry Achot Zukato. Now, this is the line in the Mishnah that says, Zui she'amru achotak shehi yivim ta'o choletzet omit yabemet. Right? Now, again, Zui limute mai. Why does it say, in this case, we say achotak shehi yivim ta'o? Limute, what's that excluding? Limute isur mitzvah. Lezev isur mitzvah lezev. If you have an isur mitzvah to each one of them, then we don't say choletzet omit yabemet. We say you have to give chalitza to both. Hatu lamali, hainu hach. So mali lechad, mali letrei. Again, the same question. Why are you telling me that in the case of Isser Mitzvah to both, you do Chalitza, and in this case of Isser Mitzvah to one, you do Chalitza? So I have the following reason I would have followed. I would have thought that the Rabbanan did not put Isser Mitzvah become Isser Erva and forced Chalitza only when there was only one, right? Because I would be gozer because he might do Yibam on the wrong one. Why don't I have each one of them take the Isser Mitzvah and treat it like Makom Erva and be Miyavim the other one and it'll be fine? V'liyavim kamash v'lan. Good. And now we have a piece that we dealt with much, much earlier on Daftet. Amri Yudam Arab. V'chein tan Rav Chiya. V'chulan ani korei bahim. Kulan means all the 15 in the first Mishnah of the Masechet. I could apply to all 15 of them, and we'll see it's not all 15. The following principle. If two sisters fell to me, and one of them was one of those arayot on that list, and the other one wasn't, then I could do yibum if I wanted to. Now, Rav Yehuda Matargei Michamotova Elach, he says it's only the last 9 on the list. The first 6, which are your daughter, your granddaughters, or your wife's daughter, or her granddaughters, cannot fit with that. Why? Very simply. Because it's not possible for you to have a daughter and then have her sister and one of them's also to you, one of them's mutter to you. Aval shita bavi derei shalom. I thought I came into bita va'onsin hu mishkachala v'nisun no mishkachala. The only way that could possibly happen is if one of the daughters was your daughter from onsin. And, was your wife's daughter from onsin. In other words, she was never married to the guy. That's the only way that the sister can be mutter. Right? And we say that the Mishnah is only referring to Nisun and not to Onsin. Abayim etargim af bitomi anusato kevin ashkuchim mishkachat lahula ibayim ba'onsin tehave. Ibayim Nisun tehave. Abayim says, you know what? It applies to the whole Mishnah, including Bito. And so it's referring to a case of Onsin. You know, it is possible to create a scenario where you have your daughter and her sister fall to you, and one of them is mutter and the other one's also. Why? But the one case that cannot happen is Eish Tachiv Shalohaya Bolamo. Right? Kevan Dalibid Rabbi Shimon Heed Mishkachala. Alibid Rabban Lo Mishkachala. Remember, according to Rabbi Shimon, it is possible to have a case where two of them fall to you and one of them is Osir Mishimerva and the other one is two sisters fall. And that is the Eish Tachiv Shalohaya Bolamo. Because according to Rabbi Shimon, if you recall, if the two sisters were married and then one of them became widowed and had Yibum and then the new brother was born, then he's mutter to her. According to Rav Shimon, that's possible to have two where one is mutter and the other one is not. But according to the Rabbanan, it's not possible. Right? Because the Rabbanan say that any wife whose original marriage was ended before this new brother was born is always usher to him. It doesn't matter what happened in the meantime. So he says that we don't want to mention something that's going to involve a machloka. Rav Safra Matargim Af Eshtachim Shleim Olamo Mishkachala B'shita Achim Alibid Rav Shimon. Right, Rav Safra says, you know what? Rav Chiya's bright applies to all 15. It applies to the first 6 Ba'onsin, and it applies to Eshtachim Shleim Olamo Alibid Rav Shimon. Ev Simanecha Meit Nolad V'Yibem Meit Nolad V'Yibem. Right, and what's the play out for Rav Shimon? And this is the part that we saw in Daftet also. Is when does Rabbi Shimon agree that, what's the scenario where Rabbi Shimon would allow it? It's if brother number 1 died, then brother number 5 was born, then brother number 3 did Yibum, Then brother number two died. Then brother number six was born. And then brother number four did Yibum. And now we're going to see it laid out with names. Reuven v'Shimon nesuin shtei achayot. All right, so brothers one and two are married to sisters one and two. Levi Yehuda nesuin shtei nochriot. Levi and Yehuda are married. So brothers three and four are married. That's important for this scenario. But outsiders. Now, mate Reuven, brother one dies. Nolad Yisachar, brother five is born. Bibem Levi, and then brother number three is Miyabem, sister number one. All right? So now, Yisachar will never be able to marry sister number one, because when he was born into the world, sister number one was a Shomer Yavam. Mate Shimon Nolad is Zvulun. Mate Shimon, right? So now, brother number two dies. That means sister number two falls. Nolad Zvulun, now brother number six is born. Bibem Yehuda. And now Yehuda, brother number four, is Miyabim, sister number two. So now, what's sister number two's relationship to brother number six? She can never marry him. Number five, according to Shimon, she could marry. How about sister number one to brother number six? She could marry. Because by the time brother number six was born, she was already married. Meitu Levi v'Yehuda, brothers three and four die. Below Banim. V'naflu lahu kame Yisachar zvulun. And now they fall to brothers five and six. Who falls? Sisters 1 and 2, and wives 1 and 2 of brothers number 3 and 4, the original wives. Hasura lezeh muteret lezeh, hasura lezeh muteret lezeh. It plays out perfectly. Because brother number 5 may not marry sister number 1, but he may marry sister number 2. And brother number 6 may not marry sister number 2, because when he was born, she was still waiting around for Yibum. But he may marry sister number 1, according to Rabbi Shimon, because when he was born, she was already miyubemet to brother number 3. Good. So Lamali Yibem Yehuda. Now the question is, what do I need brother number four to do any Yibum in here? How does that make a difference? Lo Yibem Yehuda nam mishkachaba. Alright, the same case plays out even if Yehuda doesn't act. The answer is Mishum Tsara. Because remember, I want to set up Tsara and Tsara Tsara. So Hatenach Tsara, Tsara Tsara Ma'ika B'Meimar. So how am I going to play that out? So I throw two other brothers into the mix, and I have them do Yibum. And in other words, I had brothers 1, 2, and then 3 and 4. And now I'm going to switch the numbers. 5 and 6, they were all alive at the same time. And then brother 1 died, brother 7 was born, and then brother 3 did Yibum on sister number 1. And then brother number 2 died, and then brother number 8 was born. And then brother, which the Gemara is still calling Yisachar Tzvulun, by the way. And then brother number four did Yibum on sister number two. And then brothers number three and four who had other wives died. Their other wives were taken by Yibum by brothers number five and six. And then brothers number five and six died without children, and their wives now fell to Yisachar and Zvulun, and now you have Tzarat Tzara. So, brother number seven, for instance, could only marry within the chain that goes back to sister number two. Brother number eight could only go in the chain that goes back to sister number one. And that is the end of our piece. Tov Mirat Hashem in the next podcast, which will be coming out later tonight, for those of you who are listening on Motzei Shabbat or on Sunday, we will continue to the end of Daf Chavtet. Amud Bet. Everybody should have a wonderful day.